We're tired, we're grumpy, and just stay off my lawn, you damn kids!
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for May 7th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank
you're
you
welcome.
All. You all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. The stay off my lawn you may think is a joke.
But Janine, you say it all the time.
Yeah, Janine can tell you that I'm pretty much...
Yes, that guy.
I'm that guy. I really am. I'm grumpy and old, and but I have a right to be. I'm old and I'm grumpy.
Years,
that's
yes.
Right. At some point, you get to be grumpy, but I've been grumpy most of my...
You were a young grump, too.
I was. Was I?
Well, you kind of. Not. You're nice, but you always kind of looked at people a little, you know... askew at first.
Get a haircut, hippie.
Kinda.
Okay. So that's the gist of this week's Prickly City. It started with May Day, and I guess we got a lot of...
Got a lot of May Day comments.
That's interesting. Yeah, because it turned out that there were May Day marches. I was predicating it on the idea that May Day marches were for unions and for socialists and communists. And believe it or not, again, when I was young, dag nabbit, they really did march. They, honest to goodness, back in the day. But in that, those marches got smaller and smaller until they're practically non-existent. However, this May Day, there were a lot of marches.
Right. As Radish says, the far-right Republican/Trump administration is radicalizing the left, who are demonstrating their displeasure with the Trumpublican, plutocrat, sexist, racist, and destructive policies with many protests.
Wow, that doesn't roll trippingly from the tongue.
No, it doesn't.
What's the acronym?
La, la. There's no acronym.
Try it. What's put all the letters together. What's it say?
I'm not even trying
that. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, here's the thing. I write those things months ahead of time and have no idea what's going to happen, obviously. I have to guess. And a lot of times I'm right, but in this instance, I was wrong. And there were other comments?
There were. Max77365 says, based upon the action of the snowflakes, Antifa, and some others, I think the Communist Party is alive and well in the United States. They are using the same tactics, slogans, and action to show their asses in public nowadays. We can say that, right?
Well, we just did, so Okay. Apparently we can. Yes, you can say anything you want. Have you heard Hupke's podcast? Holy schmollies. Yeah, it. So yes, you can say that.
Okay.
You can say yes. Go ahead and say it.
No, I already did.
Okay, that's it?
Yeah, I don't need to say it more.
All right.
I got my point across, or Max's point across.
Thank you, Max. I appreciate that. Any other?
NightGaunt49 says he prefers the labor aspect of it and also the Green May Day over the red version today, which I had to try to look that up, and I wasn't quite exactly sure. The only thing I could find about red and green was more of the pagan holiday, which basically celebrated nature and, you know, the maypole dancing and all that kind of stuff.
I miss the maypoles, too. I was actually in a production of Camelot when I was about 13, and one of the scenes was, you know, there's a song in it called It's May, the lovely month of May. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Anyway, so as kids, we were supposed to frolic around the maypole, and we screwed it up every single time because you're supposed to braid
just
it.
Just go in a circle. Oh, you have to braid it?
You go
it?
Over and under, little... over, under, over, oh. under. Well, apparently that was too much for our little brains to comprehend.
Yeah. I thought you just sort of ran around it, and that was it.
Yeah, it didn't look like a braided strand as much as it looked like what comes out of your pocket from when you put your earbuds in there for more than 3 seconds. So anyway, so the week went on. The dailies went on to talk Never Going to Die, talking about the baby boomers sucking the air out of the room. Did we get any comments on that?
Well, no one actually complained. Usually you get people saying baby boomers are great and stuff when, you know, we are baby boomers. So
yeah.
But no, Dr. Toon just said, I'm proud to be in the shape I'm in at nearly 55. Not even that old yet, though, and I'm not liking aging.
No, aging sucks. Janine and I can attest. Anyone who's listening to this now, we warn you, aging sucks.
But there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah, there is.
Die.
Or get that robot implant stuff that they talk about.
But they only talk about it. No one's actually done it yet.
Why not?
Don't know.
It's like flying cars. There's no damn flying cars.
Don't know.
But we're not wearing jumpsuits either. I would look really stupid in a jumpsuit. They look uncomfortable. When you bend over, it's just like Wedgie City, right?
I would think so. It's also hard to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Fall into the toilet and everything. Jumpsuits, no.
No.
Work.
No, thank goodness we didn't have that future. Anyway, so they, I had a line that I was really proud of. It's a build-up, and it talks about how everyone is so damn angry now. And it says, never underestimate the anger of the dementedly offended. Did we get comments on that? Because I hope
so. People talked about angry, but no one mentioned.
Really? I love that line.
Sorry.
Okay, just and the week just goes on to talk about anger everywhere, and that's where the
lines...
A lot
of comments on anger.
Stay off my national lawn. And if we could tweet that, then you pretty much have the political discourse of today. So what are people? Are people angry about anger? Oh,
no,
my God, really?
It. Darson 54 says, when humans feel trapped with any options, powerless, then they feel angry. We have created a system that, for the vast majority, leaves people feeling trapped by debt, helpless to change, and used by the upper echelons of society. Thus, anger.
Yeah, I think anger, there was a terrific, we may add this as a link, but I'm never, not a big fan of promoting other comic strips and cartoons because, well, I want you to read mine, which if you're listening to this, you probably already do. But theoatmeal.com, and that's one word, The Oatmeal, did a cartoon essay on the psychology of politics and why we get so angry in this nerve centers.
Or reject facts
and why we do it. And it's fascinating. I'm not going to go into it because we don't have that much time. But it really is one of the best dissertations on this and explains a lot about the political atmosphere we live in today. What else do we have, Nieners?
Well, people talking about the God Bless America.
What about it?
Skajam said she ran afoul of those who believe that God should not bless those who are, quote, unworthy, unquote. And Hippogriff says, every time some politician says God bless America, I think, may America become worthy of God's blessing.
Well, that's actually a good sentiment. I think we're human, we're imperfect, and we always are reaching to
be better,
to be godly, to be Christ-like if you're a Christian, or to be godly. Yeah.
And Coffee Cup says, there was a story that, here in Atlanta, a woman was so incensed at a car with a bumper sticker that said, bless the people of all nations, that she threw her drink at the car.
You're kidding.
No, people are stupid. I don't think that saying God bless America means that you don't want God to bless everybody else either.
I don't, yeah, I think you're...
I think that some people like take it that way, that you're just saying, oh, you only care about America.
Yeah, I think you want God to bless your team, essentially, and our team is
your
family, United States.
And that's where you usually start with, and, you know, charity begins at home. You want to make your country better, and then you can stretch out and help many others.
Yeah. No, I don't have a problem with that, but I guess people do. That's odd.
They do.
I didn't know someone throwing a drink at a bumper sticker. My God, people, it's a bumper sticker.
Well, we get upset about a lot of stuff.
And throwing a drink at an inanimate object. Think about this for just a nanosecond, please. Okay.
Well, a lot of the anger Thomas thinks is because, well, look who's president. Is it any wonder?
I think he'd probably have the same thing if Hillary had won, to be honest. I don't think he would have had any of this if Gary Johnson had won.
They'd all be mad at him. No. They'd come together in their anger, though.
But we'd legalize weed and we just wouldn't
Everyone would be
care,
mellow.
Man. We'd all just be chill. Be awesome. Oh, go on. Is there more anger? No?
Well, there is. Let's see.
Is it worth reading? If it's not,
well,
then don't.
They don't always flow together really well.
Okay.
You know, you write them down and then you change the conversation and then it seems really weird throwing this comment in here that's not about anything you're
Why don't you throw one more out there and then we'll close things out.
One more. I will give this quote because I like this guy's name. Apicoros Hair Clog Demon quotes John Adams.
Wait.
I know, I love that. I just wanted to make sure I got to say that sometime during the podcast.
Okay.
Apicoros Hair Clog Demon quotes John Adams with a quote that's, facts are stubborn things, and whatever may be our wishes, our inclinations, or the dictates of our passions, they cannot alter the state of facts and evidence.
And there have been other politicians. I want to say, oh, gosh, now I can't remember his name because I'm having, you know, a baby boomer mental moment.
Ah.
Daniel Patrick Moynihan, I believe, said, you're entitled to your own opinions, but you're not entitled to your own facts. It may have been attributed to somebody else. But, yeah, so we're going to go forward and hopefully get our facts straight. And if not, then we'll apologize and recognize that and go forward because we are human and we make mistakes. I make mistakes.
Well, now,
I like how I'm throwing the we in there.
People complain about science because it changes so much, but that's because we learn new things.
Yeah, of course.
So you give the information you have at the time. And just because you find new things and have to change it, like, you know, eggs are really bad for you and now eggs aren't bad, that doesn't mean that the science is bad. It just means we are learning more.
Yes. And we're learning, learning physiology,
so
learning
you don't
everything.
Discount all of it just because they change.
No. And, you know, it's warm today in February, so therefore there's no global warming. Well, that's not what global warming means, but that's another show and another time.
Yes.
So I want to thank you, Janine, for helping me today on this podcast. And thank you, Brian Altimer.
Hey, Brian.
Our producer. Yay, Brian! And WGN Plus. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you certainly can at gocomics.com/PrickleCity or go to scottstantis.com. Leave a comment and maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. And by the way, if you want to send us a comment directly, you are more than welcome to it. PrickleCity@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll be back again. I will not be here for a couple of weeks. Next week, I'm actually getting trained for yet another new system at the Chicago Tribune. So I'll probably not be doing one next week. And then I'll be out of town. So it's going to be a couple of weeks, folks. But, hang around. We'll be back. And until then, we'll see you in the funny papers.